We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Me'ilah Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. By way of introduction, we mentioned already in the second Perek that the Ktores, which is placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hazav in the Heichal, is subject to Me'ilah from the time that you Makdish it. The same thing is true when it comes to the menorah. Once you Makdish the oil and the wicks to the Beis HaMikdash to be used for the menorah, they become subject to Me'ilah. Once they turn into ashes after the Ktores is burnt and the menorah already overnight, everything burnt, and now you're left with ashes, you're left with wicks, you're left with ashes, so that has to be removed the next morning. But at that point, although you can't get benefit from it, l'chatchila, there's no violation of me'ilah because the mitzvah has already been completed. So the Mishnah says, dishun mizbeach ha'pnimi v'ha'menorah, the ashes of the inner mizbeach, or the ashes of the menorah, lo nanin, you can't get hanof from them, but below marlin, but there's no violation of me'ilah, the mitzvah is over. It's not true, though, when it comes to the trumas hadeshin. The trumas hadeshin are the ashes from the karbanos of the outer mizbeach. There, we assume that me'ilah will apply to them, to those ashes, until they're absorbed into the ground. They're sitting at the side of the Mizbeach, where we place, in fact, all of these ashes are placed on the eastern side of the Kevesh, of the ramp of the outer Mizbeach, the ashes of the menorah, and the Mizbeach Pnimi, and Trumas HaDeshen, all in the same place. But when it comes to the Trumas HaDeshen ashes, there we assume that you violate Me'ilah, even when they're ashes, because the Pasuk says, V'heirimes HaDeshen, and V'samo Eitzel HaMizbeach. V'samo Eitzel HaMizbeach has the connotation that that's their resting place, that's where they should remain, and they're going to be holy, and there'll be a violation of Me'ilah using those ashes until they're no longer there. That's only when it comes to the Trumas HaDeshen ashes. Then the Mishnah says something strange. Hamakdish dishon batchila. Someone who's makdish the ashes batchila at the beginning moalin bo. So this is subject to some debate. Some mefarshim explain that after the kohen brought the deshen the ashes out from the ktores from the inner mizbeach and from the menorah, someone was zoche in it. He took it for himself, acquired it for himself, and was makdish it. And if he does that, Marlin Bo, person who gets Hana from those ashes, now is chayv to be in Karban Me'ilah, even though they are ashes. Before, we said, once the mitzvah is over, so then there's nothing to talk about. Because there's no violation of Me'ilah, because the mitzvah is complete. But here, someone took those ashes, was zocha in it for himself, and was makdish them. Now, a person, the ashes are subject to Me'ilah. And other mefarshim say that doesn't really work. Person can't be zocha in something. This is kadosh. You can't makdish something that doesn't belong to you. And others claim that we're speaking about where someone was makdish the value of the ashes to the Beis HaMikdash, and we say before they were even removed from the menorah, from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then they were removed, even after they're removed, anyone who gets Hanah from them is going to violate Me'ilah. Then the Mishnah says, Torim shelo higiyaz manon, ubnei yonah she'avarz manon, lo nenin velo malin. We may remember this from past Masechtos, that the Torim, which are the turtle doves, are only kosher when they're older. And the B'nai Yonah, that's what called B'nai Yonah, which are the pigeons, are only kosher when they are younger. So here the Mishnah says, it all depends on when the feathers on the neck, the reddish or yellowish, whatever it may be. So here we have a case where the Torim, Shalugi Yizmanim, they're too young to be brought as karbanos. And the person was makdish them anyway. They're still too young. And b'nei yonah, let's say someone was makdish b'nei yonah, sh'avras manan. They're past their time. They're too old to be used as karbanos. So here, lo nehenim v'lo mo'alim. Once again, you're not permitted to get hanah from them. But a person who does get hanah is not chayver karban me'ilah because they're not ro'i, they're not fit for the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I disagree on the torim, on the turtle doves. Torin, shalugiyas manam mo'alim b'ahim. If a person is makdish torin that are young, that are not yet fit for the mizbeach, the person will violate me'ilah if he gets benefit from them. Why? Because they eventually will reach their age. Ubnei yonah, but I do agree, sh'avar zmanam lo nehen v'lo mo'alim. But Rabbi Shimon agrees, if it's bnei yonah, where the time has already passed, so there, you can't get a benefit from them if someone was makdish it, but v'lo mo'alim, but a person will not violate the issur me'ilah because those have already passed their time. Perek Gimel Mishnah, Chalev ha'mukdashin u'beitzei torim. Now we're speaking about the milk of a female animal that someone was makdish, or the beitzim of torim, of the turtle doves. that Tzonim was Makdish. What's halacha regarding now? We're not talking about the animal itself. We're speaking about the milk or the eggs. Lo nanim, but velo malim. You're not permitted to get hana l'chatchila from them, but nonetheless, you don't violate me'ila if you do get benefit from them. But now the Mishnah qualifies that halacha. Where do we say that there's no me'ila violated when you get hana from the milk or the eggs of these animals that were makdish to the Beis HaMikdash? That's because it is be'ah. That's where the animal, the torim, the chalav of a behema, someone was makdash them as a karbon. So since the animal was hukdash as a karbon, but the eggs and the chalav obviously cannot be brought as a karbon on the mizbeach, therefore there's no me'ila. Aval b'kotche bedak habayis, but if you have animals, that person is not makdash as a karbon. He's makdash them to the temple treasury for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. It's just their value that is being given, and they're not being used as karbon. So then, of course, a hikdash, Tarnigoles Marlinba, Uva Beitzasa, and Chamor Marlinba, Uva Chalava. So then, if you makdash a Tarnigoles, then there is Me'ila not only in the animal, but in the Beitza as well. You can be makdash for the Tarnigoles, not brought as a carbon, but you're not makdash it as a carbon. It's being given to the Betek Abayis. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with it? It's going to sell it, and it's going to use the value for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So it doesn't matter whether it's the animal or it's the milk. It doesn't matter whether it's the animal or it's the egg. Chamor, which speaking about a female donkey, malin ba'uvchala uvchalava. So there's going to be me'ila not only in the animal, but there'll be me'ila violated in the milk, because once again, chamor has nothing to do with being fit to the mizbeach. A person who's makdish it to bedek habayis, this is not kedushas haguf, this is kedushas damim, and that's why one will violate me'ila. The Gemara says that it's not only true when it comes to kedushas damim of the bedek habayis, where there's me'ila with the milk and the eggs. Same thing would be true. Let's say someone is makdish kedushas damim for the mizbeach. What does it mean, kedushas damim for the mizbeach? And what does it mean? You're not for the mizbeach and not for the Beis HaMikdash, but it's kedushas damim, not kedushas haguf. Let's say a person says like this: Dimei behemazu, the value of this behema is linesachim. Nesachim far the mizbeach. Or Dimei ovzeh, or the value of this bird is lishlamim. I want to give that value to be brought as a shlamim. Not that this bird is a shlamim, not that the behemah is a shlamim, but the value of this behemah should be for the mizbeach. So this is not for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. It's for the mizbeach, but nonetheless, it's the value that's being given. Here, the Gemara says, even here, there's me'ila when it comes to the chalav and the beitzim. And therefore, the Mishnah here is sort of missing something. It's chasurei mechasra. There's something that's missing. The way you should be learned is like this. Where do we say that the milk of mukdashin and the beitzim of the Torim don't have me'ila? That's shehegdisham kedushas haguf lamizbeach. Where you makdish them kedushas haguf, inherent value, to the Mizbeach, to be mocked with those animals on the Mizbeach. That's where we say, well, the milk can't be brought in the Mizbeach, neither can the eggs, therefore there's no Me'ila. Aval mikdisham kedushas damim ligabe ha-Mizbeach. But you are makdish them, kedushas damim, for the Mizbeach, not for the Bedek HaBayis, but for the Mizbeach, nase kimishe kedisham the Bedek HaBayis, then we view them as if you were makdish them for Bedek HaBayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and Me'ila will apply even to the Chalav, even to the Beitzim. Shekein Hikdish Tarnagoles Malin Ba Uvid Beitzasa. Because indeed, if a person is Makdash Tarnagoles, the Me'ila applies to it and to the Beitzah. So that's the way to read the Mishnah. Mishnah here is being Mechadesh to us this great novelty, that not only where you Makdash it to Bedek HaBayis will there be Me'ila for the Chalav and the Beitzah, but even if you Makdash it for the Mizbeach, but not the animal itself, but rather the value, so therefore we say Me'ila will apply to the Beitzim and the milk as well. Two additional interesting points is that our Mishnah has the word chamor, and some claim that it should not be chamora or atone. It should really be chamor. And when it says malin va, it's not uva chalava and with its milk. Obviously, chamor doesn't have milk. Only chamora has. But rather uva chelba, and it's referring to the fats. So that's the way to read the Mishnah. Chamor malin va uva chelba, and the same thing would apply. The chamor, that, and the fats are also subject to me'ila. That would be one way to read the Mishnah. One additional point is there's some debate whether the halacha of the isser of me'ila will apply to the milk and the eggs that's in the animal only at the time that you makdish it, or would it apply even to milk and eggs that are formed after the animal was already kadosh. According to most opinions, that how would you understand the Mishnah? Well, it sounds like it's following the opinion that holds that gidule hekdesh, the growth of Hekdesh, has the status of Kedusha. And therefore, when the Mishnah says that milk and eggs of animals that are kadosh for the Bet HaKabais, let's say, are subject to Me'ilah, it's the milk and the eggs that was not only present now, at the time that you makdish it, but even anything that would be formulated. But that is subject to debate.